Logo, Hallmark Original. Sparse gray clouds fly over the New York City skyline. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Paris Proposal. Credits, Alexa Penavega, Nicholas Bishop, Kate Fahey, Vincent Winterhalter. Daniel Lund, Bethany Brown, Nicholas Woodson, Marianne Borgo. Pigeons congregate atop the signage for Madison Avenue and East 42nd Street.
Hi, you've reached Sebastian Laurent with Dash Creative. I'm of Creative. Leave a message.
Clearly, I haven't reached Sebastian Laurent with Dash Creative. We were supposed to meet here in the office to go over our research for the pitch meeting. Where are you?
Leave a message.
Sebastian, where are you? The client is already seated. Am I supposed to do this pitch alone? Please, just call me back.
Anna.
Where have you been? Are you kidding me?
I was literally at the office doing all the market
research. Relax, I was doing market research too from a market. Several, actually. I had to go to a few stores to find other flavors. Here, try this.
No, they're literally waiting.
And the clients are going to want to see that we know their product. Quick, drink.
Anna sips from the can and nods. Text, produced by Jeffrey Beach, Philip J. Roth.
Okay. Now, try orange.
Written by Andrea Canning. She sips the drink.
Pamela. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Don't forget your tote.
Don't forget your broomstick.
What do you got for us?
And why shouldn't we stick with our current agency?
Well, first of all, have you thought about changing the name of your brand?
Anna chuckles.
He's joking. Please, they think they're serious.
Okay, we keep it. The beauty of Fizzer Up Soda is that it's all natural. Non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan. Parents can feel good about it, and the kids don't need to know that it's good for them.
The 12 to 19-year-old age range makes up the largest consumption of soft drinks in America. We really don't feel like you're tapping into that market. We have algorithms that analyze...
Bubbles. Have you seen those giant plastic balls filled with air? The ones that you can jump inside and roll around in?
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter had them at her pool party.
We open on a group of teenagers at a lake. They are bored out of their minds. They take a drink of Fizzer Up Soda, and then suddenly a helicopter swoops in, drops the balls out of the sky. They jump into the lake, run into the water, and jump inside. At the end, they morph into tiny floating bubbles. Find your fizz with Fizzer Up.
Sebastian smiles and raises brows.
I love it.
That's bold. Also very expensive. I mean, like the insurance alone on that would... I'm sorry.
It does sound expensive, Sebastian. As you know, we're a smaller startup.
You can't put a price on a great concept.
Well, I mean, actually, you can. We can come up with a different idea.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like something with a feasible budget. A campaign that I can actually deliver.
Okay.
Sebastian sips.
We will find something.
Anna and Sebastian leave.
We're never going to set ourselves up for success if you keep over-promising to the client.
You saw the way their eyes lit up? They'll find the money.
Sebastian, I'm your account manager. The client comes to me if something goes wrong or if we're over budget. I need you to respect what I do. We'll see you at the office.
Anna storms off. Sebastian slowly follows.
He's not a team player, Caroline.
I am concerned that you are not embracing your creative side. Remember when you first started, you were not afraid to speak up. Veer out of your lane if it made an idea better.
No, I can do that again.
Have you heard of Durand Diamonds?
Yeah, of course. They're huge in Europe.
Exactly. Now, they want to be huge in America. We're in the running for the account. I'm sending you to Paris.
Oh.
You heard me right? I said Paris?
Oui. Yeah, I love everything French. The toasts, the manicures. They're great. How did we hear about this?
I happen to know Louis and Marion Durand from back home. They reached out.
This is a top priority for them and Dash Creative. Pack your bags. You leave tomorrow.
I'm sorry, what?
Together?
Well, I still think you have the potential to be a great team.
You know, I really feel like you should send Margaret for this. She'd be great.
Anna, you're reliable. You're a problem solver. You keep the trains running. I want you for this.
Perhaps Anna could keep the trains running in New York. We have a lot of them here.
The way I see it, you're going to teach Anna to color using all the crayons in the box again. And Anna, you're going to show Sebastian how to color inside the lines. Now, don't let me down.
Subtitles. This should be interesting. Anna shoots a look at Sebastian.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I can't wait to work together.
What? Subtitles. Me too. If only I could stand your attitude. She turns and dramatically walks away. He smirks and walks in the same direction. At night, heavy traffic flows through the city streets. Anna looms over her open suitcase atop her bed and pulls out a photo of herself posing with a man in front of the Eiffel Tower. She drops the picture, sits down on the bed with feet tucked under her hips and quickly makes a phone call. At night, a woman repeatedly taps the top of an alarm clock to no avail. She claps and lights illuminate the bedroom. She removes an eye mask and answers her ringing phone.
Hello?
Hey, Lily, did I wake you up?
Oh, no. I need to be up in like 3 hours anyway. What's going on?
Well, coming to Paris.
Oh, mon Dieu. I thought you said you were never coming back here.
I mean, it's for work. We're trying to land the Duran Diamonds account.
Nice.
When do you get here?
Tomorrow.
I'm like totally freaking out.
Yeah, no, babe, I don't blame you.
But when you land the account and you're
the big hero at work,
you can finally put Paris back on your map.
I miss you. Can't wait to see you.
You too. Call me when you land.
Okay. Love you, buds.
Anna smiles and hangs up the call, then sighs. In the morning, an airplane flies over the Paris airport sign.
So when was the last time you were in Paris?
It's been about 3 years since I started at the agency.
How do you know the Laurents?
My family's department store carries their jewelry.
Really? Which one?
Laurent.
Laurent, like, as in your last name, Laurent. I did not know that.
Yeah, my brother runs a business. I used to be the VP of marketing.
It was actually my favorite store when I lived in Paris. Well, my favorite window store. I could never actually afford anything in there.
Yeah, I noticed you had a pretty good accent.
Thank you. I studied at the Sorbonne.
You're full of surprises.
Have you had a chance to look at the research packet yet?
He frowns.
Where's our car?
You know, it's crazy to think that America is responsible for half the sales in the world's jewelry.
Research is the enemy of creativity.
That's a little harsh.
I already know the Duran brand.
No, you know the Duran brand in Paris. We have to tailor it for America. Do you have any ideas?
For me, inspiration hits when I least expect it. Ah, there's our car.
Anna follows behind Sebastian with her luggage. City sidewalks bustle with traffic. A person sells pre-made deli sandwiches. People sit at crowded bistro tables on the sidewalk by an intersection. The ornate Duran Diamonds storefront is on the right side of the sidewalk. Anna and Sebastian walk through the marble lobby. She wears hot pink high heels and a matching coat.
The rosé diamond.
17 carats. Flawless. It was designed by Bernard Durand. His nephew Louis now runs the business. He's known as the King of Diamonds.
Well, here comes the queen.
A woman approaches them.
The rosé can be yours for $23 million. We already know the color is perfect for you.
Oh, merci. Does it come with a set of matching bodyguards? Anna Bowman, Dash Creative Account Manager.
So nice to meet you, Anna.
They kiss each other's cheeks.
And Sebastian.
They kiss each other's cheeks.
Come, Louis will meet us in the showroom.
They follow her.
We must apologize for the short notice, but we've been pitched by three American agencies and they haven't worked out. We are trying to beat our biggest competitor to the U.S. market.
Ah, yes, Tropez Diamonds.
Oui, Tropez Diamond. And then it hit me. I remember that you went away to work in New York, Sebastian. You always understood our brand so well.
We think you could be the perfect fit.
Merci.
Sebastian sips tea.
Your parents, are they well?
They're fine.
Good. I'm so sorry about what happened at the store. Let's remind your father how brilliant you are with a great campaign for Durand.
He and your mother are coming to the charity gala next weekend. You both should come.
Unfortunately, we are only here for a few days, but thank you.
So you have a peach already?
We do. You're going to love it.
Oh, great.
Do you know Paris, Anna?
Yes. I love it here. I haven't been back. Since our honeymoon.
No. You two are married?
Oh, I mean...
I always feel that a couple who work together brings something so special. I am so happy. Your parents never said anything about a wedding, Sebastian.
They don't know.
Ah, say no more.
Mario and I have been running the business together for 30 years. How long have you been together?
A year. It's actually our 1 year anniversary.
Votre anniversaire?
Yes, it's been a whirlwind.
Oh, yes.
Where was the wedding?
Las
the
Vegas.
The courthouse?
Where?
It was at the Las Vegas courthouse.
Well, this trip cannot just be about business. You two need to relive the magic of your Paris honeymoon.
We don't.
Where are you staying?
The hotel at the convention center.
No, c'est pas bien. I am going to get my assistant to find you a room at the Luxe. It is where we are hosting the gala.
Please,
we would love to stay there.
Great. Excusez-moi, Anna. I notice you are wearing your ring as a necklace and no wedding band, either of you.
She clutches her necklace.
Oh, yes, well... It's embarrassing. My fingers are swollen from the airplane.
And I lost mine. Right down the drain.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Anna and Sebastian coyly smile.
What just happened? What were you thinking?
Me? You're the one who said our honeymoon.
You said our anniversary, and then you told them they were going to love a pitch that we don't even have yet. And then I saw...
So what?
She touches her temples.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I hope that diamond around your neck fits on your finger. Else we need to find a bubblegum machine with a ring tout de suite.
This was my grandmother's ring. She was French. She's the reason I love this city so much. You know what? No, I'm not doing this. You're going to tell them the truth because this is wrong. Or else I'm going back to New York today.
Anna walks away. Sebastian glances over his shoulder, then sighs with a slight wince. He sits down on a park bench beside her.
Look. Look, this is what we'll do, okay? We'll give them an amazing pitch, and after they fall in love with it, we'll tell them it was a misunderstanding. Everybody wins.
We literally have no ideas yet.
With diamonds, you just need to think big. Think models, dripping in diamonds, scaling the Eiffel Tower.
Sebastian, the greatest ad campaign in history was A Diamond Is Forever. It was simple.
He leans forward with his fingertips pressed together. She checks her phone.
Great. It's Caroline. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Please just...
He answers.
Caroline, bonjour, ça va?
Sebastian? Where's Anna?
Anna, she's in the toilet.
Okay. How's it going?
Very well, very well.
You're liking your ideas?
Very much, very much.
That is a lot of varies. Is it Anna?
She's stifling your creativity?
No, Anna's smart.
She's been great.
Okay, good. Keep me posted.
Au revoir.
Wow, stifling your creativity? She doesn't think I can do this.
So sure you can.
Her mouth hangs open and she sighs with eyes shut.
So are you in?
He sits with palms spread. She tilts her head back.
Fine.
Pardon?
Fine, yes, fine. The next time Caroline calls, I'm doing market research, not on the toilet. This is very bad karma.
She rushes away.
You are great in Legally Blonde, by the way.
He hunches forward and sits with his fingers laced together. Sebastian checks into the hotel. He adjusts his coat and stands at the front desk. Anna walks a few paces behind him and stands at the counter right beside him.
Bonjour.
Subtitles. Bonjour. Good day.
Bonjour.
Checking in together?
Oui.
Yes. No. Americans.
Passports, please.
Merci.
He hands over their passports. Subtitles.
Merveilleux.
Wonderful.
Madame Durand's assistant called. We have the honeymoon suite all ready for you.
It's a honeymoon suite? Is it possible to make that into two rooms, please?
Subtitles. We argued about where to dine. He's so stubborn.
When you see the romantic room we have for you, all your troubles will melt away. Vanish in the wind.
Did you hear that, mon petit chou? That sounds wonderful. Merci.
My little cabbage.
It's a term of endearment.
Sebastian nods, then uses his phone.
Merci.
Merci.
Bienvenue à la maison.
Subtitles. Welcome. The check-in attendant grins as Anna scowls and turns away. Sebastian opens the door to room number 211. Anna wheels her luggage in behind him. The stately room has lavish decor. Sebastian tosses his coat on the table.
Pas mal.
He eats a strawberry.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
He furrows his brows and chews.
Mmm. Delicious.
You don't snore, do you?
Quickest honeymoon ever.
He licks his fingers.
No, you don't have to open that.
No, relax. Leave a little. Stop and taste the bubbly.
Now that the client thinks that we're married, what's your big idea?
Well, we'll just have to get to know each other.
He holds out a champagne glass.
No.
Maybe not. You can tell me about your favorite color, your favorite dessert. You can tell me all about your paperclip collection. And then maybe we can reminisce about our first date.
I suck at lying. I get really hot and my face turns red. And I don't know, maybe we could just tell them that we broke up or something.
What, you mean like a fake up?
Yes.
No way. Hey, what's up with you anyway? What was that Paris honeymoon you were talking about?
She shakes her head.
I used to be married, and then, I don't know, today I thought I saw my ex-husband at Durant.
You were married when?
2 years ago, but it only lasted a year.
What happened?
You are just, like, prying a lot.
Well, we're married now. We have no secrets.
I thought I was in love, so I got married very quickly. It's just, it wasn't me.
He raises his brows.
Wow.
I guess being back here just reminds me what an epic failure that was.
Anna. Divorce doesn't mean you failed. Look at you. You're pitching on a huge account, flown across the world, trusted with one of the biggest gets Dash might have this year. Believe me, I know what it is to fail. That's why we need to knock this pitch out of the park.
She eyes him up and down, then turns and walks away. He lies on the couch as she lies in bed.
What about, Paris rocks?
Yeah, sounds like a bad 80s band.
He smirks.
But Paris Eternal.
Sounds like you're selling tickets to the catacomb.
She rubs her fingers together as she lies on her back.
You know what? I need to clear my head. Let's get some rest, huh?
Yeah. Head is pounding. Definitely jet-lagged.
She sighs as she stares up at the ceiling in the room with gold walls.
You know, my grandmother used to say,
ferme. Subtitles, close your eyes and you'll see the angels. She frowns and slips a ring onto her finger, then slides it off once again.
Favorite color is blush pink. I like black raspberry ice cream from back home. And my perfect date would be a walk on the Alexander Dwa Bridge.
She glances down at the ring on her finger, then relaxes her hands to her sides for a moment. Sebastian turns his head as he continues to lie on his back on the couch. He has a blanket across his chest. In the morning, gray clouds pass above a bridge. The sun rises in the distance beyond the Eiffel Tower. Sunlight streams in through sheer curtains on the right side of the bed. Anna sits upright and gasps, then glances over at Sebastian as he is fast asleep. She squints her eyes and scoffs, then flops back in bed. She enters the kitchen and notices all of his supplies spread out. She uncaps her toothbrush. Sebastian leaves the hotel with a handbag and finds Anna on the bottom step of the stairs outside with two coffee cups.
Morning.
Morning. Peace offering. I'm sorry, all of this has just put me out of my comfort zone, so.
I've hit a bit of a wall myself. Anything come to you in your dreams?
Oh, yeah. I was fired in two languages. But luckily, we get 3 hours to figure all of this stuff out. Shall we?
She glances at him, then walks off. Sebastian lingers for a moment, then follows behind her. At the jewelry store, Anna admires the rosé. Diamond.
Bonjour,
Marion.
Sebastian,
bonjour.
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 They all shake Anna's hand.
Gabriel.
Sebastian. Long time.
He shakes Sebastian's hand.
Gabriel works for France's top ad agency, IDE. He's the drone's ad exec here in Paris. This is Anna Beaumont.
Nice to meet you, Anna.
You too.
Gabriel is going to consult on the American campaign.
Oh.
Yes, I told Marion and Louis that my agency can handle the launch ourselves, but they insisted on an American agency taking the lead.
You know the American market?
We have a few international clients, yes. And rest assured, we have many great ideas ready to go.
Like?
Well, the American agencies get so wrapped up in proposals. We want to promote more than the classic engagement ring. Anniversaries, birthdays, Valentine's Day. A Durand Diamond makes any event special. And that approach has worked for us like a charm here in Europe.
Well, you don't want to underestimate the power of the proposal. We spend $30 billion a year on engagement rings. That's more than any other country. I would say saying yes is all about the four C's. Color, cut, clarity, and of course, carrot.
Yes, and let us not forget the fifth C. See how fast she can post it on social media. Little bit gauche, don't you think?
Well, 60% of American women say that they've posted their engagement ring within the first 24 hours. And nearly 90% within the first week. That is a promotional goldmine. You can only make a first impression once. I would say go with what works.
Come, let's see your pitch in the office.
Anna smiles and follows them to the office. Sebastian sits beside Anna as they give their presentation.
We see an American couple at a romantic picnic with champagne in front of the Eiffel Tower. He gives her a pink box and reminds her that it's been 1 year since their first date.
Yes, and with anticipation, she opens this box. Inside, some macaroons.
She's not overly impressed, so he gives her another box.
A little beret.
Again, not impressed.
But this time, he gets down on one knee and presents a tiny box.
Her face lights up to reveal a dazzling Durand Diamond engagement ring.
Give your love a piece of Paris.
Durand Diamonds.
Marianne and Louis glance at each other as they sit across from Sebastian and Anna. Gabriel taps a pen.
I'm not sure it really captured the essence of the brand. It's a little predictable.
Yes, it's a little, how you say, pedestrian.
And you're, how do you
we
say,
an... We can come up with something better.
Yes, and if you don't, my agency will be happy to take over the campaign. I'm sorry, but I have to run.
Gabriel stands and nods.
Marion, I will see you this evening at the gala meeting.
Of course.
He kisses her knuckles.
Oui.
I'll walk you out.
Louis rises from his armchair and touches Marianne's hand.
So, André, at the hotel, he told my assistant you had a little teeth.
Oh, no. It was nothing. She was, as they say in America, hangry, weren't you, my love?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Well, sometimes relationship can be difficult.
No. We are good. We are burning.
We are burning up.
Why don't you take some time to explore the city? To breathe in the romance and the essence of Durand. I'm sure it will give idea for the campaign.
She's right, mon petit chou. We'll stay as long as you need, Marion.
Good. Then you can come to the gala as my special guest. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, and I want to hear all about your love story. Every detail.
Excusez-moi, Madame Durand. Il y a un monsieur en dehors qui vous attend.
J'arrive. Excusez-moi.
Every detail, are you kidding me? We're here for a few days.
Just relax, okay?
They release their grip on each other's hands and wipe off their palms. The white dome top of the Sacré-Cœur rises high above the surrounding city buildings. Anna stands with Sebastian on a nearby bridge and takes scenic photos.
I never took you for a photographer.
Oh? I mean, I guess I kind of fell into it. I used to help my mom and dad with their old print shop back in Ohio. We'd take photographs of local ad campaigns.
So that's how you got into advertising.
Yeah.
She takes a photo of a nearby couple holding hands and smiling.
Love is the one thing we all have in common in this world.
Well, that and heartbreak.
It's a bit cynical, no?
I guess.
She stops as she notices a man. He opens a ring box and proposes.
A beautiful new life.
His future bride smiles as he slips the ring on her finger.
Are the beginning of the end.
They kiss.
See, the thing is, when we're little, we're promised this fairy tale, but what we're not promised is a happy ending.
Well, we won't share that with the jewel. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
Thank you. Honestly, I never thought I'd be back in Paris as a married woman.
Oh, he's so charming and handsome a husband, you may never want to let him go.
Wow. All right, Prince Charming, where to next?
A woman poses with mimes.
This I miss, the streets of Paris, the way the light shines and beams. It sparkles.
No, it is. It's magnifique. Okay, let's focus. What is our pitch?
Anna, please, this is how I work. Let your imagination go free.
Okay, I get that you want to daydream about a sparkly street, but you really do have deadlines, and I take those very seriously.
Anna, arrête. It's a process. You're too uptight.
Wow. Well, you know, you're too undisciplined.
Can't you let yourself loosen up even for a moment? To be outrageous, to have fun, to let yourself think.
I have fun.
You see him? You're like that. You're stuck in a box.
I'm not stuck in a box.
Yes, you are. The deadlines, the schedules, it's boring.
I enjoy my life. I have fun.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The mime performs.
Prove it.
Prove what?
The mime gestures to Sebastian.
What are you doing?
I'm having fun.
Please, no, stop. Please stop. This is so embarrassing.
He and the mime pretend there is a pane of glass between them.
I'm leaving.
Set your inner child free.
No, I'm leaving. Bye.
Or have you forgotten what she looks like? I'm not leaving until you get up here.
They bend elbows.
I'm not doing that.
Sebastian casts an imaginary rope to her and pulls her in.
Très bien.
She draws near.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Okay. No.
Stick it above.
No. Take it seriously, okay?
She places her hands on his chest. He smiles at her.
Très bien.
Sebastian and Anna pretend a pane of glass is between them. They press bombs. Subtitles. Stop it, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we got it. Wait. Atatata.
He extends his arm to stop her.
Thank you.
Très bien.
She shuts the imaginary door in his face. The mime smiles and gives Sebastian a thumbs up.
Told you I can have fun. I'm an excellent mime. Okay, now it's time to focus.
I'm always focused. I'll have a chai tea latte, 3 pump, skim milk, light water, no foam, 120 degrees. Merci.
I will just have another tea. Merci. Does anybody ever get that order right?
Sebastian butters his croissant.
Okay, I know that we could do a little butter better. I'm sorry, you know that there are already 27 layers of butter on a croissant, right?
27 layers of butter.
He rubs the crumbs from his hand.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she looks really sweet.
Anna smiles at the photo.
That's how you conduct research. You observe, you take it all in. You have a real eye for this.
Did you know that 1 in 500 proposals happens right here in Paris? And of course, a lot of them at the most popular spot, the Eiffel Tower.
Well, it's the best view.
So my grandparents, Harold and Claudette, were engaged here in Paris. It was right after World War II, and he was an American soldier. She was a French seamstress.
You look just like her.
Beautiful.
Sebastian and Anna share eye contact.
Any chance you'd like to have dinner tonight? I know this great spot in the Latin Quarter, great wine and great people watching.
Anna!
Risa.
Hi, it's Anna! Fast. Anna, hi! Lily!
They hug.
Hi! Oh, it's good to see you.
Mr. Sebastian. Lily, this is our creative director.
Nice to meet you.
Here, sit down.
I got your rescue text, but you seem great.
Wow.
Rescue text?
Thanks for that. Yes, it's... I just figured with everything happening with the hotel, it would just be better if I stayed with Lily.
What if Marianne finds out?
She won't.
This is a bad idea.
I'm sorry, what's going on? What...
Look, it's kind of a crazy story, and I will explain everything later, but basically the Durands think that we are married.
Oh.
And now we have a week to come up with a brilliant idea.
Okay, well, let me know if you need my help. I run the social media for Chic Chien. We make designer gear for all of Europe's most pampered pooches. Here, I'll show you. Puppy couture, encrusted collars.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, perfume.
Well, it's a dog's life.
She chuckles and nods.
That's funny. He's funny.
Do you want something to drink or eat?
Sure, yeah. What are you having?
Don't ask.
27 Layers of Heaven.
Heavy traffic passes outside of the Maison Deluxe. Anna descends the hotel staircase with all her luggage and arrives in the lobby.
Okay, I will see you in the morning.
Okay, Monsieur Laurent, hello.
Oh, hello. Marion's here. Marion's here.
Anna grabs the clerk and positions him between herself and Marianne.
Bonsoir, André.
Madame Laurent.
Anna, are you going somewhere?
No. No.
Here you go. Hmm? Lily?
Mm. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for my suitcase. Mm-hmm. Hi. I'm Lily. I'm Anna's friend from America.
Mm-hmm. Enchanté, Lily.
She's checking in today at the hotel.
Well, since you are in Paris, you must come to our gala.
I would love to, Madame Durand. Merci. Anyway, yeah, I should go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave the keys at the front desk, okay?
I believe the front desk is that way.
Lily smiles.
Of course it is. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Well, how are things going?
Well.
It's wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful. I mean, today we learned how to mime.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so happy you are enjoying second honeymoon.
You are married, Sebastian?
They are celebrating their first anniversary.
Well, we don't want to keep you.
No, we have a meeting. But I am very excited to hear your ideas.
Marianne excuses herself and Louis follows.
Now will you listen to me?
I didn't know she was leaving.
My favorite couple. Oh, you look terrible. Have you thought about a couple's massage?
You know what? I think my beautiful bride could use one. She needs to relax.
Actually, we have a lot of work to do. Right, honey?
And what about our lava cake for lovers? Chocolate fixes everything.
Delicious. Send one up.
Consider it delivered. Mm.
Anna raises her brows.
You're just really milking this thing, aren't you?
Oh, what? Like I'm going to turn on chocolate. Come along, my love.
She clenches her jaw and reluctantly follows him upstairs. Sebastian runs his finger through chocolate on his plate and licks it as he sits on the couch.
So what's the deal with that Gabriel guy? He seems so, I don't know, prickly.
He's like a cactus. He's always been competitive with me. His firm's had my family's account for years, and when I was VP of marketing, we used to butt heads on everything.
What happened with the department store? I mean, Marion said something about your parents, and it's just...
Sebastian shakes his head.
Well, Laurence has always been a French icon, but it was struggling to attract young customers. Well, I wanted to take it into an edgier direction, show my father I could make a difference with my ideas.
So what happened?
Well, it backfired. Literally. There was a fire.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I just... What?
It's never to be spoken of again, but... My brother and my father blamed me, and rightly so.
Is that when you moved to New York?
Not right away. My father stepped down a year later. He asked Marcel to run the company. Said he was a responsible one. So I went to New York. Far away from my family.
You probably already know this, but you're really good at what you do.
He smiles and nods.
Thank you.
In the morning, we hover around the skinny hotel, which is several stories high. Sunlight streams in the bedroom window once again, and Anna sits up in bed with a gasp, then glances over at Sebastian's barefoot atop the couch armrest. She enters the bathroom and finds wet towels.
Oh, call it a towel rack for a reason.
A series of bridges stretch across the rivers throughout the area. A boat passes through. A couple on board smiles and walks as they hold glasses of red wine. Anna snaps photos of them as they pass her and Sebastian.
They make it look so easy, don't they?
Well, if it's right, it should be easy, no?
Coming from the single man? No, it's not as easy as faking being married.
I'm not even sure I want to get married.
Why?
You're tied down. Not to mention that family can let you down.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
You comparing me to your ex?
Yes, I am. You both use towels as carpets and toothpaste as finger paint.
I don't understand. If you're so wrong, why did you get married in the first place?
She shrugs.
I don't know. We just kind of fell into the romance. I mean, it wasn't love. It's definitely just lust.
You said yes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, where was your research?
Oh, my research. Yeah. I don't know. He definitely didn't fit my dating algorithm.
Seriously?
Yeah. What's an app? Wow, do not judge. If you were to propose, how would you do it?
I'd have my Juron Diamond engagement ring in my hand.
Of course, yeah, of course.
I would get down on one knee. I would...
Oh, we're doing this, okay.
I'd tell you how crazy you make me, which you do.
Mm.
And I'd tell you how I haven't been happier in a long time. And then I'd quickly come to my senses, break out into a cold sweat.
Oh! Oh!
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, that's...
I'm so sorry.
That's fine, that was, really, because it was just an accident.
She spills wine on him.
You did not just do that.
I did.
Merci beaucoup, hein? Merci beaucoup.
When in Paris.
I told you being married sucks.
Light traffic crosses a distant bridge as Sebastian and Anna walk on a cobblestone path along the water.
Thankfully, it's not actually Paris Fashion Week.
Marie Antoinette would be rolling in her grave.
She would be.
Anna smiles and observes yet again, a man who gets down on one knee and proposes.
I'm gonna get them.
She smiles and nods.
Another epic proposal.
Yes, Paris, home of the cliches and berets.
Subtitles and unexpected connections. Anna smiles at the thought as they continue along. Anna smiles as she sits in bed and uses her laptop. She chuckles at Sebastian's performance. She hops up and answers the phone.
Hello?
Is Sebastian there?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Sebastian's mother.
Anna's eyes widen.
Hi. He's doing market research.
Oh, please, could you tell my son? I expect him home in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I can.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I will let him know.
Well, I'm looking forward to meet you, Anna. See you tomorrow.
Anna hangs up the phone call.
Sebastian?
Anna winces, then presses her palms together in front of her face.
Ready?
Your mom just called the hotel room, and she wants to see you and me tomorrow.
Maman?
Yes. Do you think she knows about our marriage?
Gabriel. He must have told my brother. Him and Marcel are friends.
Okay, you know what? This is good. Tomorrow you'll go to your family's house, you'll work things out, and I'll just give it work.
You're coming with me.
No.
Yes?
Sebastian nods. She glares at him.
We're married.
Sebastian holds an umbrella over his and Anna's heads as they walk together.
Time to meet the parents.
Sebastian sighs and glances down at Anna.
Sebastian?
You see.
He hugs the maid.
Bonjour, Sebastian.
Tu m'as tellement manqué.
Subtitles. I missed you. It's my cooking you missed. That, too.
This
I know.
Is Anna.
Bonjour, Lucie.
Bonjour, Anna. Mais venez, vite.
A woman works on a floral arrangement as Lucy enters with Sebastian and Anna.
Sebastian.
Maman.
They tightly embrace. Subtitles. We haven't seen you in 3 years. I'm sorry. She clutches her son's arm.
Anna. Welcome.
Hello.
Subtitles. What a lovely home. You speak French? Yes. Splendid.
C'est magnifique, ça.
Come, I want to hear everything. She grabs them both by the neck and walks with them.
So you met at the agency?
Well, Anna's my account manager.
Yes, I am. Oh.
Merci, Lucie.
Subtitles. Thank you, Lucy.
Your son is very talented.
I hope you have, what is it called? 911 on speed dial.
Jacques.
So, something you want to tell us?
He raises brows and shrugs.
You are married.
Yes. Gabriel told your brother.
Of course he did. It's a bit of a mix-up.
Mix-up? Either you are married or you're not.
We are
married. Very married.
That's wonderful. Je veux que tu me racontes tout. So, how did you propose, Sébastien?
Well, we got black raspberry ice cream.
Yeah.
Our favorite.
Delicious.
And we went to the top of the Empire State Building. She had been wildly in love with me for months.
Well, something I learned about Sebastian was that he is terrified of heights. I mean, just freaking out, I had to pull him out of the elevator. Children were laughing at him.
I didn't know you were afraid of heights, Sébastien. But he's very much afraid of dolls.
Dolls? You're afraid of dolls?
Well, I was just nervous because I was there to make the ultimate commitment.
Mm.
His other fear.
But you should have seen Anna. She was totally, c'est quoi le mot, gonflé, inflated, puffy. She looked like comme un clown, a clown, no? Then I told her that coming to America was the best decision I ever made because it led me to hell.
We are so happy for both of you, aren't we, Jacques?
It seems America has been good for you, Sébastien. Congratulations.
Merci, Papa.
He nods and smiles at his father's approval. Raindrops fall on drenched fallen leaves.
I'm sorry, I could just feel the tension, so...
No, you were just trying to help. I'm going back to America anyway, so it really doesn't matter what they think.
I mean, it sounded like you guys were getting along.
Based on a lie.
You know, we really need to get our story straight. I don't even know where you live.
Park Slope. You're in Chelsea, right?
Yeah. What's your shirt size?
Medium. Birthday?
July 8th, 1987.
Oh. Looks like you've landed yourself a younger man. September 17th, 1987. How'd you say in America? Is it cougar?
Okay.
He smirks as they walk arm in arm beneath the umbrella. They arrive at Laurent's.
Do you miss it?
They gaze at the shop window.
I idolized my father growing up. Watching him run the store, always in control.
Is Laurent's why you decided to become a creative director?
Absolutely. Everything about this place inspired me.
She squints her eyes.
What did your dad mean by 911?
Sebastian reaches into his navy blue coat pocket and answers his phone.
Allô? Oui? Oui, pas problème. Okay. On se voit bientôt. Au revoir. That was Marion. She wants to see us right away.
Okay. Let's go.
Troopers Diamonds. They plan to launch their American campaign before us. They want to, comment dit déjà, steal our thunder, as you say in America.
Fortunately, Gabriel has a friend in their company who heard about it at a party last night.
Sorry I'm late.
Gabriel and Louis sit across from Sebastian and Anna.
We want to launch the new campaign ahead of schedule.
Oh, how ahead of schedule?
Next weekend at the gala.
That's in 6 days.
Yes, I thought we could invite the American press. It was my idea.
Of course it was.
It won't be the full campaign rollout. We just want to give America a taste of what's to come. Mark our territory. Then we can decide if we'll proceed with your agency.
Anna smiles.
But if it's too soon...
Consider it done.
Sebastian nods.
Great.
Parfait.
I should have gone home.
Relax. Some of my best ideas come to me under pressure. It's like the diamond process. Starts as ugly carbon beneath the surface, then after millions of years, it turns into the most beautiful substance in the world.
Well, sir, we do not have a million years. We have less than 6 days.
I didn't realize you got video, too. It's spontaneous.
Would you look at her light up at the side of that ring?
How did you feel when your ex proposed?
My whole world stopped.
She shakes her head.
He was real. Even if it was just for a blink of an eye.
Sebastian sips wine.
What if we do a campaign centered around real-life proposals that we capture?
Here in Paris?
Yes, with Americans.
It would be cost-effective.
And special and unique.
He removes his hand from her shoulder.
Yes. I am going stir crazy in that room, Lily.
Why? Did something happen?
Yes! He's messy.
And he doesn't believe in alarms.
Oh, and get this. He thinks that American women flaunt their wealth.
Yeah, well, it is sort of a shameless new tradition.
They're in selfie.
But it sounds like he's getting under your skin.
You know what that means.
Oh, no, no, do not say it.
You like him.
Admit it, you like
Hello.
Him.
Hello. Waiting for your better half?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to call you later. Bye.
Ciao.
Lily hangs up the call.
A little bit of sightseeing today.
Yeah, kind of. We're looking for real-life proposals for Duran's new ad campaign.
Oh, but you know, you can't really swing a baguette without someone proposing in Paris, huh?
Yeah.
Have you been to Alexandre III Bridge yet?
You know, I have. It's actually one of my favorite spots in the world.
Oh, it's the same for me.
Bonjour, André.
Monsieur Laurent.
Sir, your croissant with extra butter.
Merci beaucoup.
But you know, a croissant is already made out of butter.
Anna and Sebastian share a knowing smile. The clerk spins on his heels and quickly shuffles down the hallway. Long, skinny boats are docked alongside the channel just before a bridge. A black bird flies through the sky in front of a tree. The Eiffel Tower stands tall in the muted pink and blue-tinged sky. Sebastian and Anna admire the scene.
You know, if I remember correctly, this is your idea of a perfect date, no?
Yeah. I don't know, being here reminds me of being in one of those old black and white French films. You know, with Simone Signoret and Yves Montand, they were like the power couple of French cinema.
You know, that was Simone's second marriage. Montand was her true love.
No, I did not know that.
She checks her camera.
So, my mother wants us over for dinner tonight.
She tilts her head.
Sebastian, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
What's one more dinner? You'll never have to see them again after the gala. Please?
Anna smiles.
Fine.
She walks up the bridge stairs. He follows after her.
Okay, super. D'accord, oui. Un peu plus.
Don't drop me.
I won't drop you, don't worry.
A photographer takes photos of a couple's kiss.
Ouais, super.
See, I didn't drop you.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Are you guys American?
Yeah.
Ohio, born and raised. I'm from Cincinnati.
Columbus.
Woohoo, go Buckeyes.
Yeah.
We are doing an ad campaign for Durant Diamonds.
Oh, mine's Durant.
Yeah, we bought it here. And then I proposed at the Eiffel Tower.
You guys, congratulations.
We want to feature real couples. Would you mind if we ask you a few questions on camera?
Of course.
Sure. Merci.
Thank you. It'll be quick.
Anna snaps a photo of them.
Okay, so you guys are from Ohio. What brought you to Paris for your proposal?
He knows I've dreamed of coming here since I was a little girl. Paris is the most romantic place on earth.
I want her to always remember that this is where our commitment to each other officially began.
That's perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Merci.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Aw.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good with people.
Oh, it's easy when you're in the middle of a real-life romance novel.
Hey, isn't this where your grandparents got engaged? I remember in the photo.
Yeah. They had much better sense than I did.
You know, for what it's worth, I think your ex was a fool.
He nods and smiles.
Thank you, Sebastian.
She tenderly pats his chest.
Do you guys want me to take a picture of him?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Why not? Will you use my phone?
Yeah,
come.
Of course.
He takes her by the hand and they pose.
Thank you.
Sebastian dips her back.
Sebastian.
A candid smile.
I think it's good.
Okay.
Now, can she dip me?
No, we're good.
No?
Thank you so much. We're going to your parents' house. Bye. Here you go.
They meet with Sebastian's parents.
So, tell us, how is the campaign going?
Well, it's been interesting.
Well, I just hope that you are keeping it simple. The Durands are very traditional.
Oui, papa, je sais.
Did he tell you about what happened at the store with the fire?
Please, Jacques, tu m'avais...
You gave me your word.
Oh, quoi? We can laugh about it now. Sebastian decided to recreate Paris Carnival at Laurent, complete with flamethrowers. The coat department caught on fire and the sprinklers went off. The insurance company were not pleased. Millions of dollars in damage.
And I'll never hear the end of it.
Our clients don't need the fanfare.
Sebastian's our top creative director because of those big ideas.
And sometimes those big ideas lead to big headaches.
Sometimes they can take your breath away.
Jacques raises his brows.
Touché.
Sebastian holds Anna's hand as they sit side by side.
Thank you for that tonight. I love my father very much, but our relationship is complicated.
Oh, you know, shooting for the stars is great, but sometimes it's okay to turn down the heat a little, too.
Anna smiles at him.
Is that a reference to my flamethrower?
Yes.
He's right. You're right. I do go too far sometimes.
No. No. Thinking big, that's what makes you you. But I do feel like you should speak with your dad. Really feel like tonight lit a fire on your relationship. I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Thank you.
In the morning, Sebastian joins Anna at her breakfast table.
You're up early?
Hey. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. I just kept thinking about the campaign. You know, when I used to help out with the mom-and-pop shops back in Ohio, the most important thing to them was that their customers knew they were selling more than just a product, like something they believed in, that they put their whole lives into.
What are you saying?
Well, I mean, right now it just kind of feels like we're selling a travel campaign. Why you should get proposed to in Paris, not why you should buy a Durand diamond. Like, I want to know the history of Durand, the lore of Durand, the quality. What makes them special?
I have an idea.
May we hear about the rosé diamond?
The rosé diamond?
Of course.
The most rare piece in our collection. The stone was brought to us from India. Only 0.0001% of the world's diamonds are this color.
You know, it almost looks like there's a rose in the center.
Well, c'est vrai. Would you like to try it on?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
But you must.
Really?
Marianne smiles as Louis slides the ring onto Anna's finger.
Wow.
Anna eyes the large ring.
Voila. It matches your beauty, Anna.
It's amazing.
This ring never leaves the store, right?
No. It's under heavy guard. We have bulletproof glass and a laser alarm system.
Would it be totally out of the question to suggest displaying it?
Yes. Yes, for the gala.
We can introduce it to America, generate some buzz.
Even better, you could wear it, Anna.
But I don't even have a dress to the gala, let alone something to match this iceberg.
Ah, fortunately, Sebastian knows every designer in the city.
Sebastian raises his brows.
I do.
Traffic swirls through a roundabout in the city. People congregate at the outdoor seating of a cafe. Gabriel, Marianne, and Anna meet for coffee.
Is Sebastian on his way?
Yes, he just texted me.
Something to drink, madame?
Yes, a coffee, merci.
And for Sebastian?
Oh, he'll be fine. Thank you, Bill.
But it's no trouble. What does he drink? We have everything here.
Chai latte, 3 pumps, skim milk.
He enters the room.
Oh, and light on water, no foam, 120 degrees.
Bonjour.
So, let's see this video.
Anna uses the remote control to start the video. She and Sebastian share a quick smile.
Paris is the most romantic place on earth.
I want her to always remember that this is where our commitment to each other officially began.
Sebastian shrugs.
So, now you have it. Real couples, real proposals.
I like it, but...
Subtitles. It's missing something.
It's missing something.
Okay.
It's like a home video.
It's provincial.
Not pedestrian?
Yes, that too. I mean, it smells like cheap perfume hanging in the air. Marion, we have the models ready. We have the fireworks ready to go for the gala.
But I like that this is different.
It captures Paris, our style, we... but it's lacking something intimate.
Wait. You have 2 days, okay? Otherwise, we have to go with Gabriel's plan.
Okay. D'accord.
And his eyes widen. At night, the shop windows are illuminated.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. But I can just see my father's face. Another failure.
No, you didn't fail. You put yourself out there trying to do something unique.
That's very sweet of you to say. I hope you don't mind, but I've planned a little surprise for you.
She eyes him. He smirks and walks backwards, away from her. They peruse a boutique clothing store.
Sebastian, what's happening?
Well, you need a dress, right?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, welcome. Julia, Henri, bonsoir.
Welcome
bonsoir.
To Laurence.
Merci.
For the next 2 hours, consider us all your personal shops.
Whatever you need for the gala.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sebastian.
It was all my mother, really. No more window shopping for you.
Sebastian smiles at her. In a time lapse, the two store employees assist Anna in selecting various garments off of the shop racks. She holds up a pair of thigh-high black boots to Sebastian. Anna emerges in various dresses and skirts. She twirls in a mid-thigh-length silver sequin dress. She sits on the back of a couch behind Sebastian, then turns to face him. She dances in a silver dress, then holds up a sheer yellow dress, followed by a navy blue dress.
You get everything you need?
I did. Thank you very much.
I got a little something else for you.
He opens a jewelry box.
I'm sorry it's only costume, but...
It's beautiful. Can you try it on?
Of course.
Can you help me?
Of course.
Here, I'll let you take it.
Merci.
He retrieves the sparkly diamond necklace from the gray jewelry box. She approaches a full-length mirror and raises her long light brown hair with light ends. He reaches around her neck from behind and drapes the sparkly silver chain around her neck. She drops her hair down, then turns and lovingly gazes at him. They share a passionate kiss as she clutches his wrist and he caresses her cheek. The designers descend with garment bags.
Here we go.
Here is your tuxedo.
Thank you. Thank you.
She hands a bag to Anna.
Ah, merci. Merci.
Thank you so much. Good night.
The Eiffel Tower looms high above the surrounding city buildings. In the morning, sunlight pours into the bedroom and Anna slowly sits upright. She glances over at the couch and sits up with her arms to peer over the top of the couch. Sebastian meets Anna with coffee in the lobby.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi. Morning. Oh, perfect. Thank you. I was actually on the way to get coffee, so...
She clears her throat and they walk down the hallway together.
About last night,
it was nice.
I mean, don't you think we maybe got a little caught up?
Is that so bad?
Because we worked together.
You have to start somewhere. Look at Marion and Louis.
She tilts her head with brows furrowed.
Yeah, you know, I actually think you're onto something.
Really?
Well, for the campaign.
She advances down the hallway.
Yeah. Your love is what everybody wants. And that love is woven into every piece of jewelry you sell. We want to make your love story the center of the campaign.
And if you like this campaign, we can post it online right after the gala.
We love it.
But can you get it finished in time?
You have less than 2 days.
Sebastian glances at Anna's smile. In the morning, Anna puts on lipstick in the mirror. She smiles at the mauve shade and caps the lipstick. She takes off her white robe with a grin, then playfully leaves it on the floor like Sebastian. Sebastian wears a tuxedo.
Are you decent?
If you mean James Bond decent, then yes.
She enters in a silver gown.
I don't know what that means, but oh, look nice.
You look like $1 million.
Well, I'm about to be $23 million, so.
She tucks hair away from her face and follows him.
Marion.
Bonsoir, Sébastien.
Bonsoir.
Oh, Anna, you look so stunning.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Why do I feel like we're about to be arrested?
Don't make jokes around the bodyguards. No sense of humor.
Anna nods, then gives a quick smile to the two bodyguards. Marianne opens a security lockbox.
Voila.
She places the ring inside on Anna's finger.
Wow. I have one more thing for you two. A thank you gift.
The second bodyguard holds open a ring box. Marianne presents them to Anna.
Wedding bands. No, we can't.
They are engraved with your name. I had to guess the size. I hope they fit. Let's see them on.
Merci.
Sebastian smiles as he and Anna each grab their respective rings and slide them on their fingers.
Now, you are officially a married couple. Love is beautiful, and you two are glowing.
Thank you.
Okay, now, let's go and introduce America to this diamond.
You know what? I just need another minute to finish getting ready, so I will meet you downstairs.
Of course.
Thank you.
You two, stay by the door.
I'll see you out.
They leave the room.
Merci, Marion. Merci beaucoup.
Sebastian.
I know. But, we agreed we would tell them the truth when this is all over. We can't ruin this for them. Okay?
Okay. So, after the presentation.
Sebastian smiles and nods.
Deal.
Deal. Gonna finish getting ready.
Anna turns and walks away from him. He glances down at the wedding band on his finger, then smiles.
Let's feature the encrusted collar. Yes, nice big smile. Oh, wow, that is big. I can't believe it's real. How does it feel to be wearing it? Incredibly fake, Lily. No, you deserve this. Based on your ideas and your hard work. Nothing else. Love you, buds. Love you. Thank and you. Feel fun.
Sebastian pets Anna's arms.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He wraps his arm around her back and they walk down the red carpet together. They pass high-profile guests standing at round tables.
My parents, 12 o'clock. And my brother.
The guests enjoy champagne and appetizers. Anna and Sebastian greet his parents. The women hold hands and kiss cheeks.
You look wonderful, Anna.
Thank you so much for this beautiful dress. It's amazing.
It's my pleasure.
She smiles brightly.
Bonjour, Anna.
Marcel. Bonsoir.
Nice to meet you.
Wonderful. Marcel,
Sébastien.
It's good to see you.
I'm excited to see what you've come up with. Congratulations.
Merci, mon frère.
Yes, of course.
Oh, sorry.
She bumps into Gabriel, who eyes her hand.
Nice to see the rosé on display.
It's funny, I kind of feel like I'm going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight wearing it.
Anna!
Caroline approaches their table.
Surprise! Bonjour, Anna.
Caroline.
Caroline, you're here in Paris.
Oui. I just couldn't help myself. You two sounded like you were having so much fun, and there's just so much on the line. I thought I should come and cheer on my best team. Plus, who can resist Paris?
I mean, it's Paris. It's great.
It's perfect.
I'm Gabriel Blanchet from ID Agency here in Paris. Enchanté.
Nice to meet you too, Gabriel. I'm Caroline, the boss.
Boss.
Perhaps I can offer you a drink?
I'd love that.
Yeah?
I can't wait to be dazzled by the presentation.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And his eyes widen.
This is really bad.
Relax. We have a plan. Everything's going to be okay.
Is it?
I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Thank you.
Louis hands a microphone to Marianne.
Bonsoir, everyone. We hope you're having a wonderful evening.
Thank you for coming to the 20th annual Durand Diamonds Gala.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo.
Everyone applauds.
Tonight, we want to celebrate a very special announcement.
But before we do that, we'd like to call up our ad team. Please welcome Anna Bowman and Sébastien Laurent.
Sebastian follows Anna up on stage.
They're here from New York to help us launch our new endeavor.
And Anna is wearing the rosé diamond, which is so special to our family.
Doesn't it look beautiful on her?
So, without further ado, after more than 100 years, as the premier diamond destination in Europe, Durand Diamond is expanding into America.
The hotel clerk smiles brightly at the news.
And now we'll turn the mic over to Anna and Sebastian for a special presentation.
Voilà.
Merci, merci Marion, merci Louis. Well, as they say in America, there's no better place to pop the question than Paris.
And no better way to do it than with Durand. The brand is known for their history, romance,
their style. But not everyone can come to Paris for the perfect proposal.
But now everyone can have a piece of Paris with Durand opening across major cities in America. We have prepared something for you to watch, so if you could please.
Merci.
Anna smiles as she returns to the crowd. The video of the proposals Anna captured begins. The first two videos feature a man proposing to a woman. In the third video, a woman proposes to a woman. The couples hug and kiss with bright smiles. In the video, Marianne and Louis smile as they sit together on a sofa.
I remember proposing like it was yesterday.
He took me to the famous clock behind the Musée d'Orsay.
It was only natural since she kept saying the clock was ticking. I was taking too long to ask. I got down on one knee and I proposed. With a Durand ring I designed myself.
Of course, the ring was perfect. But in fact, it was the look in his eye which captured me. He was usually so sure of himself. And yet, he was so unsure in this moment.
Of course, I was worried. Would she really agree to share her life with me? Would you see into my heart?
I did. I do. Just as you have always been able to see into my soul.
That is what we put in every piece we make. Durand Diamond is about love, commitment, family.
We help people to make timeless memory.
Heirlooms of our lives together.
Text, timeless. Paris. Durand. Logo, Durand Diamonds. The audience applauds at the commercial. Louis reaches out and touches Anna's shoulder with a bright smile.
Congratulations. You really captured what matters for Durand.
Well, it was all Anna's idea.
No, it was teamwork.
My instincts are always right.
So are mine.
So, we're happy?
Draw up the contract. I love these two and everything they represent.
What exactly is that, Mario?
Gabrielle, sour grapes never look good on anyone.
Of course.
We need champagne to celebrate. Gabriel, come help me.
Marianne, I really have to talk to you about something.
What is it? You look so serious.
Marion, les Gautiers sont là, il faut qu'on aille.
Ah oui.
We'll be back.
No, just 5 minutes.
Gabriel and Caroline meet over champagne.
So, it's quite a big night for your agency, huh? Honestly, I did not think that Sebastian and Anna could pull it off.
I have to admit, there were times I doubted my decision to put them together.
Really?
I know. But for better or for worse, it'll soon be over. Yeah, they love the campaign so much, they'll understand.
Okay.
You should have seen them before they came to Paris. They were at each other's throats.
Really? They don't like each other?
I have never seen two co-workers with such opposite styles.
Co-workers? Only?
Yeah.
Gabriel smirks and raises his champagne glass. Gabriel walks through the crowd. He gulps down champagne, then takes the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may please have your attention. There is one more thing I would like to add this evening, if that's okay with you. Since this evening we are here to celebrate love,
I would like us to all please raise your glass and make a toast for a very special occasion. We are here to celebrate also the first year anniversary of Sebastian and Anna.
Anna winces, then looks up at Sebastian as everyone applauds.
Sebastian, Anna, please come to the stage.
No.
Please come to the stage, please.
Okay.
Please, don't be shy. Come on. Thank you. So let us please toast to a life full of love, true love. Chin chin. Chin chin to true love.
Marianne raises her glass.
It's incredible that two people can work together and play together. What is your secret?
Anna shrugs, then raises her brows.
Communication?
Communication. What else?
No, please.
Let's just go. This is me. Please. I'm sorry. We're not married. Marianne Louis, I'm so sorry. You've been so good to us, and Duran is amazing and impeccable and respectable, and we lied. I lied, and that is not me, so I'm sorry.
Anna runs away teary-eyed. Sebastian follows after her.
Anna, wait, please. Anna, wait.
Sebastian grabs his arms. Marianne, Louis, and the bodyguards descend.
I'm sorry.
It's over. Suffice to say, you no longer have the contract.
Marianne, Louis, je suis désolé.
Subtitles, imbecile.
It's not enough you should burn down the store. You have disgraced our family tonight.
We're not going to grow up, Sebastian. I'm sorry, Marianne and Louis.
Sebastian, I could have died on the spot. Sorry, Marianne. Sorry.
One by one, the bodyguards, Marianne, Louis, and Sebastian's parents ascend the stairs and leave. Caroline looms on the stairs.
You're both fired.
She turns her back on Anna and Sebastian and follows the others upstairs.
We'll smooth things over.
How?
She grimaces with tears.
You convinced me to go along with this stupid lie, and we just lost everything. I lost everything.
Sebastian turns to her and raises his brows.
Not everything. How I feel about you. It's real.
This isn't real. None of this was real.
He tilts his head.
Well, for me it was.
She furrows her brows and purses her lips together. Lily lingers on the stairs and quickly descends. She rounds the corner and walks away.
Hi. I need to book a flight to New York. For tomorrow.
Anna sits on her bed.
Thank you.
A night, a distant marble sculpture is dimly illuminated. Sebastian walks past it with his hands in his pockets. He pulls out his left hand and turns it up and down, observing the ring. He removes it and pockets it. In a time lapse, the sun rises over Paris and the sky slowly transitions to a hazy blue color as clouds overtake the scenery. In the morning, Sebastian wakes up on the beige couch with floral accents. He sits up and glances over at the bed, then frowns. The bed is completely empty. Lily and Anna sit down for breakfast together.
Well, you certainly got people talking.
I am so mortified.
Have you talked to Sebastian?
Well, I said some things to him that were pretty harsh. And then I blamed him for everything when I was the one who got us into this mess.
Lily smiles.
Do you like him?
Anna sighs and shrugs with wide eyes.
My heart says yes. But I can't make the same mistake twice.
Lily flits her brows.
Well, I like to think of mistakes as little blessings. And if you're smart, which you are, you won't make the same mistake twice. And you already know in here.
if Sebastian is the right one.
Anna tucks her hair away from her face, then sips from her latte. Lily checks her phone.
I gotta get to work. My star dachshund is such a diva.
Anna wipes her mouth.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Are you sure?
I'm good. You need to go.
Okay,
go.
But what time do you fly out?
Tonight. I'll text you when I land.
Lily stands up from the cafe table. Anna tucks her hair from her face and sighs as she glances down at the table. Gabriel chuckles as he sips his coffee. Subtitles. Pardon me, Gabriel, right? He sets down his coffee cup.
You again. Let me guess. Anna hired you to be her friend.
No. You know what they say, the best things in life are free. Like this water. Oh, such a klutz. Have a nice day.
The hotel clerk approaches with a grimace. He unfolds a burnt orange napkin and flops it on the table before Gabriel. Anna enters Sebastian's family house.
Bonjour.
Anna?
I have nothing to say to you.
I understand, but I am here to apologize for everything that happened last night. It was my fault.
We found that hard to believe.
No, this is true. Sebastian was just trying to protect me. You know, he feels like you guys only see him for all the mistakes he's made, not for any of the good he's done.
His mother rises up.
Did he say that?
He loves you all so much. He's sorry for what happened last night and for everything that happened with your store. He's a good man. Really wish you could see what I see.
Anna winces as she addresses them.
Et oui, et le troisième. Ça y est, je crois.
Marion.
Okay.
Marion.
Non, excusez-moi.
Marion,
non, Sébastien. Non. We said everything we need to say last night.
I know. And I am truly sorry from the bottom of my heart, I am. But please, just don't blame Anna. Oh. She honeymooned in Paris with her ex and inadvertently said it was me. I convinced her to go along with it because I wanted the account so badly. And because I wanted redemption even more, it just snowballed.
But Sebastian, you both lied to us.
I know. I messed up.
Yeah.
And it has cost me everything. It cost me her.
So, you really care for her?
Sebastian hangs his head, then raises it again.
I do.
She gazes at Sebastian.
I think I love her.
Did you tell her?
Sebastian glances down again.
I don't think she'll ever see me again.
Sebastian, no man ever won over a woman by thinking too much. You need to find her.
Marianne reaches out and grabs Sebastian's wrist.
Merci, Marion.
They kiss each other's cheeks.
Merci.
They release each other's hands and Sebastian departs from the jewelry store. Anna rolls her suitcase through the hotel lobby and approaches the hotel clerk at the front desk.
Hi.
He spins to face her and drops hands to his sides.
I am so sorry for what happened.
No, Andre, I'm so sorry.
Can I speak out of turn?
Of course.
For what it's worth, you two gave off a vibe that most married couples don't even have.
What do you mean?
Your connection was understated, but genuine. It was special.
No. Thank you, Andre.
They tightly embrace each other.
You know, I would really love to go for a walk. Is there any way you could watch my bags?
Of course, mademoiselle, whatever you want.
Thank you. I'll be back.
He nods with a smile as he holds onto her luggage. She walks alone across a bridge with the illuminated Eiffel Tower in the background. Sebastian walks alone across the same bridge. He notices her long light brown hair as she walks away from him. She smiles as she walks, oblivious to him.
Anna, wait!
Sebastian?
Anna!
Hi!
They crash into each other and passionately kiss.
I'm sorry, I got us fired. I'm sorry.
I spoke to my parents. They told me what you said.
Did everything work out?
Things will be much better. And Marianne just called me. She wants us back on the account.
How? We were fired.
We'll talk to Caroline.
She furrows her brows.
No. We should start our own agency. I'm serious, if you want to.
I want to.
She smiles. They lean in for a tender kiss. She caresses the back of his neck and he holds her upper back as they remain lip-locked. Text, 1 year later. Pink candles glow atop bronze candlesticks on a table decorated with lush flowers. Sebastian opens a patio door for Anna, who wears a pink floral skirt.
Sebastian, it's beautiful.
To celebrate us landing my family's account.
Well, because they fell in love with your ideas.
No, my love. It's because they fell in love with you.
Anna warmly smiles and gazes up at him.
I have something for you.
Okay.
He grabs a pink box from the decorated table and hands it to her.
Open.
Please.
She lifts off the box and reveals three stacks of macarons inside.
Macaroons.
Pedestrian?
A little provincial.
She smiles and places the lid back onto the box. He smiles as well.
Maybe this box.
She bites her lip and opens the second, smaller box, filled with a pink beret.
Thank you.
She sets down the box and notices Sebastian on one knee.
Anna Bowman. Pretending to be married to you was the best decision I ever made. You make me want to be a butter man.
That's because, you know, I know how you like your croissants.
And you. I want to hang up my towels with you every day for the rest of my life. No more pretending.
She warmly smiles down at him.
Veux-tu m'épouser?
I'm sorry, what was that? I need help with my French.
Will you marry me?
Oui.
He smiles, then slides a ring on her finger. He stands and they instantly begin to passionately kiss beside the candlelit table with flowers and gifts. She grins and they rub their noses together.
That was perfect. Gorgeous.
She goes in for another kiss.
Okay, when we first met, I really did not understand him at all.
And I thought she was predictable.
We had to go to Paris.
For work.
And pretend to like each other.
We told people we were married.
Oh, no. It was a horrible fiasco. Really, a terrible lie.
Until it wasn't.
That's because he fell for me.
She couldn't resist my charms forever.
No. You realized that you needed my good sense.
It's true. You are my better half.
And you are mine. And then this happened. So beautiful.
Oui. A perfect expression of my love.
She leans in and kisses him.